The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio, man. We are here once again. Today, just like any other day, we have a special guest in the studio. Today, we're talking to a local, T. Bryant. Man, he has a remarkable career, amazing story. Amazing background. He served in United States Army Combat Veteran, and he's going to share with us not just his amazing personal story, but he's also in the entertainment business. He shares stage with amazing artists such as Donnie McClurton, Mary Mary, Kurt Franklin. He is also known as a comedian. He's performed with Marcus D. Wiley, and he's also has connections with Yolanda Adams' morning show. So without further ado, we just want to welcome Mr. T. Bryant to the show and say, first of all, thank you for your time. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here. How are you today, sir?
Doing good, man. I appreciate you coming to the studio. Kind of share with us a little bit before we talk about your artist today. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your military career, and how you got into entertainment business.
Well, first off, I am a preacher's son out of the state of Mississippi. I spent 26 years in the military. One of the great things about growing up in the church was I was able to enjoy singing with my brothers and sisters, and I've always been the one in the family who was always keep people laughing. And so I've pretty much been that same way even through the military, and after I transitioned and retired, I've had a wonderful opportunity to just do what my passion has always been, is entertainment and making people laugh.
And first of all, thank you for your service, man. 26 years, man. What was it like, your experience being military and the transitioning out into civilian life?
Well, I will submit to you that being in the military is probably one of the greatest times in my life. I had a wonderful opportunity to travel all over the world. I made a lot of friends. There have been a lot of places that I wanted to go and some that I didn't. But it allowed me the opportunity to be a well-rounded individual and to be exposed to different cultures as I traveled. And it's also given me an opportunity to share my story through either song and or comedy.
And as far as music, because you share stages with some very impressive people, kind of tell us a little bit about your music background. Like, how long have you been performing, singing, sure. And like what led you to these opportunities to share stages with some of the artists I mentioned earlier?
Yeah, perfect question. I had the wonderful opportunity while on active duty to Donnie McClurton happened to come to Korea back in, I think it was 2006, and he was a little under the weather, and so he was kind of filling in some time, and he was asking people out of the audience to be willing to come up and sing. So some of my friends said, Thomas, you got to go on up there. And I said, you know what, why not? So I go up, and worst thing he ever could have done, Shamaya, was give me the microphone. And so it kind of transitioned from there, and I had a wonderful opportunity to later on, about 4 years later, to meet him again when I auditioned for BET Sunday's Best, where I had the chance to see him again along with Mary Mary and Kirk Franklin. So it was an outstanding experience. And one of the things that when I transitioned from singing into comedy, I happened to be at the barbershop one afternoon, and a lady was in there. She was handing out some handbills for an upcoming show. And I was just being my typical self, and she pulled me to the side and said, hey, excuse me, sir, you mind if I talk to you for a second? I said, sure, what's happening? And she was like, well, you know, you're a pretty funny dude. You ever thought about doing comedy? At that time, I was still active duty. She said, no, not really. She said, well, listen, I think you'd be great at it. And so that ended up being, I said, sure, I took a chance, and that was back in 2013, and been rolling ever since.
That's impressive. So you're in a barbershop.
Yes, sir.
And right on the spot. I mean, I remember you from RBC. I got a good shout out, Pastor Brown, because I used to go there. And yeah, I remember, I'm starting to get flashbacks. I remember you, do you remember the name, the event that they had at RBC years ago?
It
that
was,
you performed it. It was Marcus D. Wiley.
Marcus D. Wiley, uh-huh. Praise and Laughter Show.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were hilarious.
Gospel comedy show.
Yeah.
The host was Sean Harris, the late Robin Harris's nephew.
Man, so what was that like for you, though? Like, were you, because that's very interesting, in your, you know, lifetime, at what point did people say, man, you got some good jokes? Like, what, at what age were you like, okay, you know what? This could be probably something I could do later in life.
You know, it's funny. When I had come home that afternoon after talking with the lady at the barbershop, I came home speaking with my wife. I said, yeah, I'm going to be in a comedy show. You're not a comedian. I said, yeah, that might be true. But 600 people have purchased a ticket to come find out. So, and one of the great things was Marcus D. Wiley's manager after the show kind of pulled me to the side. He was like, hey, Mr. Bryant, I just got to ask you something. I said, sure, what's happening? He says, you make it hard for me to believe this is your first time doing comedy. Mm. And I explained to him, I said, well, I've been a clown all my life. I'm just now getting paid for it.
That's awesome because that's a very unique story because you hear a lot of comedians, you know, trying to get their name out there.
Sure.
You literally just had one night and boom. What was it like? Were you starting to think about maybe, you know what, I can take this serious and make this like a business and get booked to different shows and different places? What was that looking like for you? Or were you still focused on music?
You know what? It's almost a two for one. I've been a wonderful opportunity. I had a wonderful opportunity, excuse me, to be able to participate in the praise and laughter. So,
gotcha.
I can sing and uplift, and then I can also make you laugh through comedy. So it's been a wonderful experience for me. I've had the opportunity to share the stage with Zacardi Cortez, and he's an amazing singer. And toward the end of the show, I said, well, nothing beats a failure but a try. So I asked him, hey, say, Zacardi, you mind coming up singing a song with me? He was a little reluctant at first, but he decided to come on up and never sung with him, and we had an absolutely fantastic time. So,
wow. And you are about receipts because in 2011, you released your album, your EP, I should say, mm-hmm. titled Restoration.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about that project.
Yes, that song was from a testimonial phase I was going through in my life, and I wanted to create a song that was kind of a tribute to all the men and women in uniform. And the title of that song, the album EP was Restoration, but the title of the song was called Fall on My Knees.
Mm,
and
gotcha.
There's a video on YouTube. If you pull it up, T. Bryant, Fall on My Knees. And I think every veteran, past and present, who've had opportunity to witness it and watch it for themselves, it's a little tearjerker, but it kind of tells our story and what we had to go through as a people that wore the uniform.
When it comes to people who have success, they usually have a core mission, a North Star, if you will. What are some of the values that you focus on as you express your own unique talents and gifts?
One of my aims is through adversity, how well you can overcome it. There's nobody that walks earth that's perfect. There was only one. That was Jesus Christ himself. And I think we as a society, we're quick to judge people. I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in choices.
Mm.
We make bad decisions sometimes. But we shouldn't be a slave to our past.
Mm.
But we should don't dwell on it. Remember it. But keep forward. I always heard that story or that saying, whether that's why the rear view mirror is small, but the windshield is big. You can't move forward looking backwards. So that's kind of what my music is all about. Inspiration for the ones who are weary, heavy laden. And I just like to, through song, uplift and inspire that regardless of whatever situation you find yourself in, you can still keep moving forward.
And before we get to your artist, Danielle Hamilton, her album, that 8-track album, Transition, let's talk about your experience on BET, Sunday's Best. I want to learn about that. But real quick, listen, I'm Refocus Radio talking to our guest, T. Bryant. So when it comes to the audition for BET's Sunday's Best Season 4 in 2010, explain that whole experience because not everybody gets to have that opportunity.
Sure. I don't believe Shamiah could have scripted this any better. I was stationed in Fort McPherson, Georgia, and one of my friends told me that Sunday's Best was going to be auditioning. So it was over at E. Dewey Smith Church. And so I went over the day before to check out the plays, make sure I was in the right location. Long story short, a lot of people was outside waiting and had blankets and chairs. And I'm come up asking questions. I was like, what are you all doing? Oh, yeah, you never been to one of these? I have not. He said, oh, yeah, sir, there's going to be tens of thousands of people out here. I said, oh, my God. I was like, well, I didn't come prepared to spend the night. So long story short, one of the BET camera crews was walking them down the sidewalk greeting people. And I was in my uniform, and she happened to ask me, are you auditioning tomorrow? She said, yes, I am. She said, wonderful. Well, you mind giving us a taste? Taste of what? Well, you might be singing tomorrow. I said, sure. So I kind of broke out in a song. I need thee, oh, I need thee. She said, wonderful, wonderful. Look, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. So happened to see a woman in line. I said, look, ma'am, I didn't come prepared to spend the night. But if you'd be so kind, save me a spot in line tomorrow, that'd be awesome. So we exchanged numbers and all that good stuff. So later on that night, she gave me a phone call and reminded me, hey, Mr. Brown, there's a lot of people out here. You might want to come on. So I got up, got my girls ready, and we came on. And Shamiah, the line was wrapped around the building like a relief line. Mm. And so as I'm coming into the line to find the lady that I had met the day before, she had to be gone. So I called. She said, Mr. Brown, you're not going to believe this, but as soon as I got off the phone with you, they opened the doors of the sanctuary and let the first 300 people in. I said, oh, you got to be kidding.
Wow.
And crazy things happened. I said, I looked at the end of the line, looked at my daughter, looked at the line again. I said, you know what, ladies, if we got to go to the end of this line, we may as well go home. So as I'm walking back toward my vehicle, the woman from BET the day before comes up to me and says, hey, Mr. Brown, I've been looking all over you. Come go with me. And she was like, where's your uniform? I said, uniform? I'm three-piece and gator. She said, this son is best. She said, no. At the time, I wasn't realizing the situation. So long story short, I ended up coming inside the sanctuary. She said, we want you to be one of our featured contestants.
Wow.
For season 4 of Sunday's Best. I said, what does that entail? Well, I'm glad you asked. She said, from this point forward, we're going to follow you for the remainder of the show.
Wow.
So she said, okay. So they give me, I had to go sign in and register. I said, okay, when we open the doors of the sanctuary, we want you to come in singing. She said, okay, sing what? Whatever's on your heart. Remember, there's already 300 people inside the sanctuary. So she opened up the doors, and I come in singing one of James Fortune's songs, I believe. People turn around, and I'm like, oh, okay. So, not to prolong the story, I ended up skipping to round one.
Wow.
And
that's impressive.
It is. And by that time, about 11:30, Shamiah, a quarter to 12, we heard an announcement come across the PA. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please put your hands together and welcome Mr. Kirk Franklin to the sanctuary. So the lady from BET, she said, hey, come with me, Mr. Bryant. And so I go over and I meet Kirk Franklin. And Kirk Franklin asks me, I said, how you doing, Mr. Franklin? No, call me Kirk. And Kirk turns around and asks me, so you're telling me you're the next? He asked me, so you're the next winner of BET Season 4 Sunday's Best. I said, absolutely. He said, oh, no, my brother. You got the same to me. He said, I tell you what, every time I ask you a question, I want you to send me back your answers. And he was like, oh, what was the last thing you ate this morning? I was like, I ate a Pop-Tart this morning. Now my stomach is growling. Kirk said, okay. He said, what's your favorite soul food? I said, fried chicken, collard greens, cornbread, sweet tea. Yeah. And Kirk said, look, we're making good radio right now. So I tell you what, look forward to seeing you later on the show. Now, I remind you, Shamiah, I am not in my uniform. I ended up having one of my military jackets in my truck, in my beret. I was explaining to the people, I said, listen, whatever you do, please do not shoot me only from the waist up because I'm out of uniform. And so... After talking to Kirk Franklin, now I ended up skipping round two, go straight to the final round. I can't make this up.
That's crazy.
And so we go back in the back and stay about an hour, ate lunch. They call us forward and say, okay, Mr. Brown, you're up next. So now they micing me up, and I'm going out on stage. It's now Kirk Franklin, I mean, Donna McClurkin and Mary Mary. And so I sing Amazing Grace, this same song I sung with Donna in Korea. And it was surprising.
Wow.
And I'm like,
did he recognize you?
He did, because I asked him, hey, good to see you again. He said, oh, yeah, 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 I remember. And so I was like,
that's wild.
So you had your sisters, Mary Mary, Tina, and what's her other name? Anyway, one of them said, no, you little high pitch, it's a no for me. So Donna was like, well, start over, let's try it again. So I did, and Tina and Erica. And yeah. Erica was like, now, what I heard, now she was like, I don't know what she heard, I don't know what he heard, but what I heard, I like. So now I'm one vote away from being on the show. And so Donnie said, you know, when you first started, you was a little high and everything, but when you started, it worked out a little better. And I'm standing there, I'm saying, please say yes, please say yes. And Donna was like, you know what, I'm going to have to stick with the no right now. But Shemile, the moral of this story, what I'd like to share with your listening audience is this. In that moment, I realized that God brought me through that whole process. There's 10,000 people outside. He let me almost look over into what we call the promised land. He says, see, Thomas, what you need to realize is this. You see where I can bring you.
Yeah.
He said, until you submit and surrender 100% to me. See, all this time it's been about you and not about me.
Right.
And I said, now, wonderful. I could have been bitter, but it was a revelation to me. And so I go back in the back, and the other contestant that are waiting to come out, and they said, did you make it? I said, no. And they were like shocked. I said, it was me going out there. And if he didn't make it, I said, no. I just wasn't what they were looking for. So by the time we're standing out in the foyer, here comes Kirk Franklin. And he asked, hey, did you make it? I said, no. He was like, what? He said, I can't believe. He said, listen, I'll talk to you in just a second. As a feature contestant, you have to do the outtake at the end. So we go to the back. He said, brother, what happened? I said, look, call me Kirk. I said, Kirk, I probably had one of the best times here in my life. He said, yeah, I understand that. He said, but I want you to look into that camera right there, and I want you to tell Don and Tina and Erica why they shouldn't have voted you off of season 4 of Sunday's Best. And, oh, by the way, I want you to sing that. I was like, okay. He said, Donnie. I said, no, I want you to sing it. He said, Donnie. Mr. Donnie, Tina and Erica. Tina and Erica, you haven't seen the last. Oh, you haven't seen the last of me. The last of me on BET. On BET.
Wow.
And the guy put the camera down and said, how they pass up on this guy?
Yeah.
But so at the end, I had Kirk Frank take a picture with me and my daughters. And he shook my hand. He said, listen, brother, whatever you do, come back. Because you have a gift that you need to share with the world. So I always remember that. And Kirk Frank, to me, is probably one of the truest and realest persons in the industry. Yeah. I've had the wonderful opportunity to meet. He's just that guy.
I have to share a quick story. I used to go to South by Southwest, and we were interviewing gospel artists and stuff.
Sure.
And there was one time he was at church doing interviews and whatnot. And Kirk Franklin came out to support. And everyone was waiting late night to get an interview with Kirk Franklin. And I have to be careful how I say this because, you know, people might be listening like, oh, man, you know, memories. But I'll just paint it this way. His manager came to us because we're representing our Refocus radio podcast.
Sure.
And they said, are you on Refocus? So yeah, because it's like late. Everyone's about to leave.
Right.
And they said, come with me. She's like, okay. And so we're walking, and Kirk is in the room. He's waiting to do an interview with us. And we had a time, another friend from RBC, and she was helping us conduct the interview. She was on camera.
Sure.
And she had an opportunity to interview Kirk on video.
Oh, wow.
And what's wild about that is I was always a Kirk Franklin fan since I was young.
Right.
And I had a dream that one day I'll be able to meet him, you know? And you talked about him just being a real cool person. He was real chill and relaxed. Same thing like you said, no, call me Kirk. And he shook my hand. I'm like, bro, like, yeah, it's on great hits.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look what he's been able to do with gospel music, that was one of the moments where it's like, all that work, boom.
Paid off.
Paid off.
It did.
And I just want to share that because I feel like sometimes people, they get too caught up into the process of what's working or not working.
Right.
Versus, like you kind of alluded to, if you just let God take full control.
Sure.
He will blow your mind.
Every time. Every time, because the journey in this process, the thing that we call life, we may not understand it because he teaches, the Bible teaches, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But what we mess up, we do just opposite. I'm going to seek these first things of the world.
Let me see.
Then, if by chance, I'll get God some time.
Yeah.
I tell people, hope it worked out for you. But sometimes we had to go through that to realize, you know what, I'm doing this the wrong way. Mm. And you're talking about blowing your mind. He would put people, I always used to say to myself, I'm either one conversation or one handshake away from being where I believe I should be. But humility is the key, as far as I'm concerned, to success. And he said, if we delight ourselves in him, he'll direct our path. And he will give us the desires of our heart. So he knows what's on Shemaiah's heart. He knows what's on T. Brian's heart. All we have to do is just follow the blueprint that he already laid out for not only me, all his children.
Man, I literally just told this to someone I interviewed yesterday. I said, there's only one you.
Only one.
And no one else has your fingerprints. No one else has your unique gift. No one has your story.
Sure.
And I interviewed someone a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about depression and, you know, wanting to commit suicide, how she overcame it, how she wrote a book to help others who might be depressed and, you know, going through that storm. And I told her after the interview, I said, you know, it was a reason why you survived. Because now you have been given a platform.
That's right.
To help others out there who are struggling.
That's it.
And I feel like that's what happens when people find their purpose in life. You start to realize it's not about me, but the mission.
The mission.
And whatever your mission is, based on whatever God gives you, gifts and talents, once it becomes bigger than you, then the doors open. And that's a great transition and point in the interview to talk about the artist that you are working with, Danielle Hamilton, and her album Transition. That's an amazing album too, man, because it just kind of flowed this whole interview. Let's talk about that, because the fact that you're helping artists, you're more than qualified to do that, because that story was on its best.
Right.
It's so unique that only you can be able to go through that.
Sure.
How many people in the United States wish they had the opportunity that you had?
Oh, man.
Not just me, Kurt Franklin, have them say those words to you.
Absolutely.
But now you're paying it forward. You're helping artists like Danielle Hamilton. Tell us a little bit about that artist and just your vision for people in the music industry that you're now able to coach and elevate to their career.
I will say this, not only San Antonio proper, but the world, get ready for this young lady, because her testimony and her voice is amazing. And I've had the wonderful opportunity to have her to sing on a couple of tracks on my new and upcoming album. And I'm blessed. She's very anointed. And being able to, like, to share my story, she shared hers with me, and we both in that with Kleenex. And that's the human story.
Yeah.
I don't care how long you've been on this earth. You've been on earth more than a day. Trust me, you got a story.
Yeah.
And it transitions back to how well do we overcome adversity? Yeah, life is going to throw you some curveballs. And I would be the first one to submit. 90%, me personally, 90 to 95% of the situations sometimes we find ourselves in is self-inflicted.
Yeah.
And here's why I say that.
I agree.
We know what the right thing is to do.
Yeah.
But Satan is busy. I don't want to give him too much credit, because when you make up in your mind to do something.
Yeah.
Because the mind operates the body.
Yep.
So, but when you fill your mind with good things, Good things will come out. Trash in, trash out.
Trash out, yeah.
So, yeah, but Miss Hamilton is an amazing artist. I honestly believe in my heart of heart that she's going to shock the world. And I'll give a lot of credit to Cedric Bellamy, a.k.a. Legacy City.
Mm-hmm.
Humble brother, and I wish nothing but the best for him because he has an amazing spirit about himself, helping people.
And successful.
And successful.
People don't know.
They don't realize.
They don't understand, yeah.
And now that's somebody else you need to watch out for. So I'm proud to know him. He's been a wonderful friend, and he produced my first album and second album. So, yeah, Miss Hamilton, outstanding talent, and she's going to go forward in this industry. She has a wonderful story to tell.
If someone listens right now, once again, talking to our guest on iFocus Radio, T. Bryant, if someone's listening right now, are you looking for artists in the near future to, you know, manage or coach or do services with?
I would love to have that opportunity to work with someone who believe in their heart of hearts that they have what it takes to take it to the next level. By all means, be willing to work with you along with my producer, Legacy City. And because at the end of the day, life, I was told years ago, the two most important dates in a person's life, the day you were born and the day you found out why.
Mm.
And a lot of people walk around every day, I sum up in two categories, either you living or you existing.
Yeah.
I want to be living.
Yeah.
So when you find out what your purpose is in life, you will get from the existing part of life to now living, because you are living a purpose-filled life. So, yeah, it's wonderful. And I appreciate the opportunity just to be able to lift as we climb to help others. So, if you're out there listening and think you have what it takes, by all means, looking forward to working with you.
And real quick, what's the best way, someone's listening right now, if they want to follow you on social media or just contact you to do business with you in the music industry?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram at tbryant357. I'm also on Facebook, same handle, tbryant357. Also, if you need to reach out to me, I'll give you my personal number, 601-620-9560. That number again is area code 601-620-9560. By all means, give me a shout out.
Yeah, I lied. I got one more question.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to comedy, are you still doing shows? And if you have an event coming up, you'd like to share with that?
Oh, Shamai, see, you have an old man out. Absolutely. If you're not doing anything on the 29th of March, we're talking a week from today.
Perfect timing.
I'm going to be at the Tony G's Event Center, not the one on Hackberry. But the show starts at 6:30. I will be sharing the stage with the none other than Miss Benita Ward and Delijah. So I think the tickets are 30 in advance, 45 at the door, VIP. It's going down next Friday night, the 29th. Tony G's Event Center.
And they can follow you on social media to see a flyer or something like
that.
They
can. And I also will share a flyer with you before I leave, Shamai. That way you can post it or whatever.
Perfect.
That's not a problem.
Well, once again, man, talking to T. Bryant here on Refocus Radio, like always, man. I'm glad to get more San Antonio guests in the studio, so thank you for your time.
Enjoyed being here.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.